All right, so my name's Bree Harms. I'm the product line manager for Des Moines Manufactured Sprayers. And I'm here to tell you a little bit more about the new 4-series sprayers that you learned about yesterday. So over the course of the next few minutes, I'm going to talk to you about our new 4-series sprayers. And as I do that, the first thing I want to do is sort of clear for you the new product lineup. Just as Jared did, actually, on his first slide, you would think we were aligned or something. And so the key thing we need you to know is we are going to continue forward with 4 different models of sprayers, but we are replacing 2 of our models this year. So as you can see, the 4730 will be replaced with the R4030, and the 4830 will be replaced with the R4038. On the bottom end, in terms of size, we're going to continue forward with the 4630, and at the top end, we're going to continue forward with the 4940. So just to level set everyone, the 4630 is a 600-gallon tank. The R4030 is an 800-gallon tank. The R4038 is a 1,000-gallon tank. And the 4940 is a 1,200-gallon tank. So we're going global, baby, with our naming and numbering. The R4038, that R is the spec level. The 4 is actually indicative. We did a lot of studies as we were trying to figure out our naming and numbering. There's a lot of brand equity to the 4000 series sprayers available from John Deere. So we chose to keep the 4, but instead of being the 4000 series sprayers, they're just the 4 series sprayers for these redesigned sprayers. That 0 is a placeholder. And the 30 is, well, the two last numbers, it's the tank size in liters divided by 100. So that R4030 is a 3,000-liter tank, which I know all of us who don't work on the metric system, takes us a little while to realize that's 800 gallons. And the 3,800-liter tank is 1,000 gallons. Customers buy tractors because of horsepower. Customers don't buy sprayers because of horsepower. They buy sprayers for the tank size. And so that's why we chose to name our tank or our products based on their tank size. We have literally redesigned these machines from the ground up, and we've redesigned the solution system from tank to tip. It's the first major redesign that we've had for sprayers in 15 years. We introduced the 4700 sprayer about 15 years ago in 1996 for model year 1997. And so we had so much change going on with these particular two products in our lineup that we tried to boil it down, because as we've got folks at farm shows all throughout this fall and the spring and the winter as well. And ultimately, the way we look at these two new machines is they're designed for growers and commercial applicators, right, who are seeking a highly productive machine that's capable of delivering increased yields, right? And so what are we giving them? We're giving them, again, a highly productive, integrated technology machine that's backed by John Deere's long tradition of dealer support and high quality. And so we want our customers to absolutely believe unequivocally that this machine was designed by the right people, keeping the right customer needs in mind, so that we are delivering the right product in the 800,000-gallon market. And so we're going to talk through that here. So as I said, I'm going to talk through it in terms of change, and the first piece of change is that agriculture is changing. I'm going to talk to you about a couple of trends that we know our customers are facing, and some ways that the new R4030 and R4038 provide value back to those customers. So we think about the fact that agriculture is changing. We know one trend that is absolutely not going away is the incidence of glyphosate resistance. So as we look at the map behind me, just to clear that slide, it shows, I apologize, I can move out of the way for you guys, shows that over the course of the last 10 years, there's been a high incidence of increased glyphosate resistance. So what does that mean, right? That means that farmers can no longer just go through the field and spray Roundup to kill weeds, because we got Roundup-resistant crops. So what's happening now is the farmers are having to come up with new tank mixes and new chemical mixes in order to overcome this glyphosate resistance. And really, glyphosate resistance, it impacts customers in a lot of ways, but there's really 3 key ways that we believe. So one, if you've got a whole lot of glyphosate-resistant weeds in your area, it's going to lead to higher weed control costs. Second, it's going to lead to more complex management. And the third thing is, if you think about it, if our customers are spending more money and more time trying to manage their herbicide-resistant weeds, that means they're probably spending less money and time trying to figure out how to expand their operation. So as we designed the R4030 and R4038, we tried to think of ways to help our customers overcome the challenges associated with glyphosate resistance, and we really focused on trying to drive additional productivity through their sprayer operations. So one of the key ways that we were able to do that is we brought to market on these new machines integrated direct injection. So we have integrated direct injection on the 4940, and we are now having it on our 800-gallon and 1,000-gallon machine. So just to help you guys understand who may not be familiar, integrated direct injection, as you can see on the back of that sprayer, there are three tanks, those three yellow tanks, and there's the one, in this case, stainless steel solution tank. Each of those two larger tanks on the sides holds 50 gallon of raw chemical. And the smaller tank that's sort of near the back of the sprayer holds 35 gallons of raw chemical. Those two tanks on the outside, total of 100 gallons of raw chemical, are tied together with one pump, and that smaller tank is tied to a one pump as well. So we have the opportunity for an operator to put two types of chemical, raw chemical, directly into the back of his sprayer. And what we have is we've partnered with Raven, and wish I could show you guys better, but on the back of that tank is a mixing chamber. What happens is it's totally integrated in the 2630 display. You can calibrate it very easily. From the display, the operator can turn on DI, and he can load raw chemical, inject it directly into the center of the boom, and then that raw chemical will mix with what's coming out of the solution tank and go out and go across the spray boom. So you might be thinking to yourself, so how does that help a customer overcome glyphosate resistance? Well, it helps in a number of ways. So first of all, again, I said customers can no longer just use Roundup. They're going to be using some chemicals that are probably higher residual, more difficult to clean out, and they're also going to be having to change over their chemicals a lot more often. So the first thing you can do with direct injection is you can manage risk. Those customers can put those higher residual, higher risk chemicals isolated into the DI system instead of putting it into their primary solution tank. That way, they don't have the risk of having that high residual chemical in the tank. They don't have to go through all that additional clean out and things of that nature because it's all just isolated back in direct injection. It's also going to allow them to come up with maybe some different mixes. So they could put certain chemical in the 200 gallon or the 250 gallon tanks that are tied to that high-volume pump. They could also put maybe an insecticide in that 35-gallon tank that's tied to a low-volume pump, and then all of a sudden, going through the field, they're going to be in a situation where they're able to mix chemical and maybe apply insecticide in a certain spot of the field where they didn't need it before, or apply herbicide in a specific part of the field where they didn't need it before. Not necessarily spot spraying, but certainly just not having to do some of that chemical changeover. So you can see, one, manage risk. Number two, efficient chemical use. I actually had a dealer stop me after our class, and he said he had just talked to his son, and his son wasn't spraying that day, even though the weather was great, because he had a half a tank of a different type of chemical, and he didn't need that chemical for the particular field that he was running in. Direct injection would have been a perfect situation because he could have loaded the chemical he needed into the tank and have isolated that other chemical in his direct injection tanks. Additionally, from a faster loading and faster cleanout perspective, this is great for customers because, again, if those higher residual chemicals are isolated in the direct injection tank, the customers could actually, in some cases, just run water in that stainless steel or poly solution, main poly solution tank, or that main stainless steel solution tank. And then instead of having to clean out that solution tank, try and get rid of those chemicals, they can just load it with water and go. So it's a great deal for the customers from a productivity and uptime standpoint. And again, as we said, it's fully integrated with the 2630 display. So no longer do the dealers and customers have to string third-party displays up into the cab. They just have our 2630 display, and it allows them to do it all. At the same time, I guess before I go to this, we also have another solution. I don't know if you guys came back by the sprayers last night, but we have something called an end cap aspirator. So right now, if you were to look at a standard, any of our machines actually, 46, 47, 48, 30, or 4940, at the end of every spray pipe is a portion of dead volume, and chemical can get trapped in there because our current model, the current setup, doesn't have a boom turret and in a nozzle at the very end. Well, these new end cap aspirators actually allow us to push air and chemical out through the very end of the boom and out through that last nozzle, so it, again, is just going to aid in the clean out. Again, just trying to help those customers overcome herbicide resistance. You'll be able to find information about those certainly online soon. So that's the first trend, right? Herbicide resistance, and we think we've positioned ourselves well with the 4-Series sprayers to overcome herbicide resistance and help our customers overcome it.